voters approved a tobacco tax 20 years ago to support the city-owned Sitka Community Hospital. When the hospital was sold in 2019, that money continued to go into a fund dedicated to former employees' retirement. Right now, that fund is pretty much breaking even each year, but if it eventually has a surplus, the funds are restricted. Sponsors of the ballot initiative have proposed lifting the restrictions, directing future surplus revenue from the fund toward a multi-purpose sports complex. The idea is exciting for some, including Sitka Youth Soccer President Brian Farley. At the Sitka Assembly meeting on July 22nd, he said the community deserves an outlet for healthy activities and youth deserve access to more high school sports.
Here in Sitka, our soccer program just last year had 8 kids who were high school aged who quit soccer because they had no ability to compete for their high school team. We have no high school football in Sitka. However, in Alaska, there are 36 high school soccer programs in both girls and boys competition and at least 22 football programs. A turf field would allow for our schools to participate in both soccer and football.
Getting the assembly to agree on the initiative hasn't been seamless. At previous meetings, several assembly members questioned if using the surplus for sports and recreation was the best use of the money, when there are a number of issues they say are more pressing to the community. There's also uncertainty over how much surplus the fund will have and when it'll be available. Finance Director Brooke Volskink said while some former hospital employees might already be a number of years into their retirement, it's likely many more aren't yet. Because of that, she said there's no way for the city to know how long it'll be paying out retirement from the hospital fund or whether that number could increase down the line.
In a year where we have a lot of active retired Sitka Community Hospital employees, this liability amount could substantially increase from year to year. And then we would be in trouble if you look at the fact that what we're receiving now is barely covering or not quite covering the amount of the liability for FY26.
Brian McLaughlin is a member of the Sitka Community Outdoor Recreation Project. He said he'd love to see a facility in Sitka that would promote health and recreation for the town.
That said, we're not quite that far in our discussion yet. What we are here to vote on tonight is simply to get this in front of the voters and whether or not to allow the community as a whole a chance to vote on where to use the funds from the hospital sales. In that respect, I'd ask, what's the downside of putting it in front of the voters?
While they weren't convinced at previous meetings, both Mayor Steven Eisenbeiss and Assemblymember J.J. Carlson said they'd been swayed by community discussions and decided to vote in favor of putting the question out to the public. Here's Assemblymember Carlson.
Prospecting means you're like staking a claim on something and then hoping it pans out later. And that's kind of an analogy I see here with this, because we don't really know what's happening in this fund and where it's going to go in the future. And the last meeting, that was kind of a statement of fear from me. But now I've had another 2 weeks to think of it. And I think prospecting is something we do with new endeavors. And it's a very big part of the state of Alaska.
Ultimately, the Assembly unanimously approved the proposition for consideration in the October 7th municipal election, where Sitkins will decide if recreation is the right use for the surplus. In Sitka, I'm Hope McKenney.